Welcome back to the show. It's great to have him back. Simon Dawson. How are you, Simon?
I'm good. I haven't heard that since last time I was on the show.
Brilliant. When was that? You were with me every month, weren't you, for a while? And it's been a while since we chatted.
Yeah, I was with you every month for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And we haven't chatted for about 18 months, which is terrible.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? We need to get you back on again at some point after this, definitely. So what's been happening on the farm, mate? You know, we're locked down and all that. What's been going on?
Well, do you know what? It doesn't really change that much on the farm.
No.
Because it's mostly me down here. But there is
you're on lockdown anyway.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But there is very much a sense that I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Because on the farm, there are lots of big jobs that are too big for one person. They're two and three people jobs, carrying stuff, moving stuff, things like that. But when it's kind of lockdown, it's just me. And there is very much this kind of sense that I'm really on my own down here working. And it does make you creative, and it does make you kind of try and rework things. It's easy to phone a friend and say, hey, can you come down here and give me a hand? I need to move some pigs, or I need to move a pig house, or I need to do something. When you can't do that, you have to get creative, and you have to kind of do it on your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, it makes life interesting, and it makes lots of mistakes.
Well,
things are going wrong.
Does that mean you've had more or less time? Because you've written this book here. It's called The Self-Sufficiency Bible. Have you had more time to do that? Or is it just... Or are you busier than what you were before, even?
It's strange, because the biggest way we earn our income, of course, is we run courses. We teach people how to live off the land, how to be self-sufficient and things. Well, obviously, they've all been stopped. Could no longer run courses. So in that respect, I've had more time, but I've kind of filled it with other things, as in writing the Self-Sufficiency Bible.
Yeah.
So you kind of find ways of it's always busy. There's always more to do than there is time. It's just figuring out where your best kind of place. The phrase I always kind of use is it's hitting the crocodile closest to the boat.
Yeah, I'm not heard that saying before.
Yeah, whatever is kind of the most pressing is what you do, and you worry about all the other crocodiles that are 10, 20 foot away. Worry about those when they get a bit closer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Now, I'm looking at this book. It's great. It's called The Self-Sufficiency Bible. Adam Henson from BBC One's Country File says it's a treasure trove of brilliant ideas, easy to follow, step-by-step instructions. And Ben Fogle says Simon's Self-Sufficient Bible is an inspiration to us all. And it's great to have those people back in it.
Oh, it is. I mean, they were so good. I was so lucky to have done a couple of TV programmes with each of those.
Yeah.
And it's such a lot of fun. In actual fact, I'm on with Ben Fogle in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah.
5 years ago, he came down and visited the farm. He does a program called Ben Fogle's New Lives in the Wild. And we were part of that. And now he's doing a revisited, where he goes out and he revisits people he's not seen for a few years. And in the summer, just between lockdowns, he came to us.
Oh, wow.
And it's on Channel 5 in 3 weeks' time.
Brilliant.
So that's quite exciting. Ben Fogle and Adam Henson, and we've worked with Gary Rhodes, and been really lucky to work with some amazing people. And I'm lucky that people are interested in the farm. They're interested in the way of life, self-sufficiency and the animals and the chaos that kind of goes along with it all. Because they're all characters, they're all free range. All the animals are characters and free range wandering around. And the more space you give an animal, the more of a kind of personality it develops. We've got some big personalities down here.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. And there's always stuff to talk about, and there's always stuff to kind of show people. So, yeah, it's great.
And I should imagine people under lockdown in the UK, and here in Spain as well, are looking at maybe ways of doing more self-sufficiency stuff.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. We're all at home. You're trying to teach your children. You're trying to look at things that are kind of for you as well, things that are going to make you sit back at the end of the day thinking, I've achieved something, I've done something. And we've all kind of tried to bake bread with varying degrees of success. It's actually really easy, but with varying degrees of success, we've all tried to bake bread. We've Mrs. Hinch the house. We've done kind of all the cleaning of the house. And now we're kind of moving on thinking, well, what else is there? What else can we do? And there are thousands of things. It just depends where your interests lie.
Yeah.
If you're interested in fashion, you can make your own clothes. If you're interested in food, maybe you like cheese. You can make your own cheese. And maybe you think, okay, so I've made my own cheese, because there's kind of like a progression to all of this. See, I've made my own cheese. What I need to do now is make some wine to go with it, and maybe some biscuits to go with. And you can kind of, you get that sense that there's a kind of progression to all of this, that you take one aspect and you think, what else can I add and kind of move on to? And the book is a kind of stepping stone, a way of showing you how to do all of these things. And you're limited, honestly, by your own imagination. Whatever interests you have, you can find a self-sufficiency aspect to it and start making it yourself. And we all know that when you make things yourself, they're much better for you.
Yeah.
They're a lot cheaper and they're a lot of fun to do. We remember our grannies and granddads kind of making you something, making yeah. you a cake or something, and you, those memories are really crisp and clear. People will have memories of lockdown, and as children, they'll look back and they'll tell their own children, "Oh, there was this time when we were all in lockdown." And what you do with your time
yeah.
is going to be what you'll look back on, and what your children will look back on. And if you can kind of turn your head, you don't have to do loads, you don't have to dedicate hours and hours, but you can do a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you just think, at the end of the day, I've achieved something. I've made a little bit of cheese, or I've been creative. I've done something interesting. And it, that sort kind of, and it's also for mental health as well. You know, it kind of, because we're all kind of struggling at the moment, trying to figure out how it's all going to come together. We had this big announcement with the Prime Minister last night. What's happening in Spain?
Well, good question. It's more run by the regions here, so we're waiting for the vaccines to kind of come in essence, and we've not seen many of those yet. And once, you know, get back to some sort of normality, once those vaccines kick in, I suppose, and summer, they're talking about opening up for the summer, but we'll see what happens. Nobody really knows what's going on. But again, even with the UK one, it's a roadmap, but it, you know, they've left themselves open to change it if they need to, haven't they? They've said, you know, this is the earliest that pubs are going to open. You know, if the data, not dates, was the quote of the day, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah.
But we're talking about the self-sufficiency side of things. You know, people sometimes think, you know, well, you know, it's okay for Simon, he's got a big farm. You know, how much space do I need to be able to grow my own stuff and do? And actually, a lot of these things can be done actually, you know, if you live in an apartment somewhere or a flat.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, I have got land. You might remember I got planning permission to build a house.
Mm.
Well, I'm still trying to build it. And whilst I'm trying to build it, I'm living in a static caravan. The kitchen is so minute, you could measure it in centimetres rather than feet.
Yeah.
It's tiny. And if I can churn out all of this stuff, honestly, if you've got a bit of tape, we can even do it inside.
Yeah.
You've got a bit of space outside. There's all sorts of things you can do. Doesn't matter where you are. When I first started, very, very long, long time ago, early days, I was living in a flat in London. And I thought I'd have one free day a week where I would make all my own food, along with my wife, Debbie. We'd make all our own food for one day a week. And we called it a free day. And we lived in a flat. So, you know, you can kind of do whatever. It's having the interest. I mean, I, as you know, I've written this book, I write books. A lot of times you talk to people and I say, what do you do? I'll write books. I say, I'd love to, but I don't get time.
I know.
You can make your own time. If you want to be self-sufficient, if you want to do something, if you want to make your own cheese, if you want to smoke some salmon, if you want to make your own bacon, if you want to do it, you'll find a way.
I'm glad you said smoke some salmon there.
Ways.
I wonder where you're going with that one.
you will always find a way to be able to do it. It's just where your kind of interests lie. And hopefully this book gives you the confidence to do it, but also the motivation to think, that sounds really good. Sounds a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I'll give it a go. I'll turn the kitchen over to dairy or to bread making or whatever. And, you know, people were very creative.
Tell us about your custard creams then, because that's what caught my attention earlier. You've been making sourdough, custard creams and fresh pasta.
Well, absolutely. With a biscuit side, I mean, I've made kind of biscuits, and they're okay, you know, shortbread, all the things that people traditionally do. And I thought, well, you've got the classics.
Yeah.
You've got your custard creams, you've got your bourbons.
Yeah.
I thought, if I could make those, and I figured out how to make them. And custard creams are made, I mean, perhaps a bit stupid and naive, are made of custard, made of dried custard. And it was a revelation.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, of course it is. Of course that's how they're. But they are easy to make. And they are really good. And
better than what you buy in the shop.
Yeah, like the ones in the shops. Well, the ones in the shops are just done for convenience. They're just there so that, you know, people can grab a pack. But when you make it yourself, it's extra special. And and it's so amazing because you're looking at these biscuits thinking, I did that. I made those. And kind of, it's all about sharing as well. Isn't it?
Well, no, I'm not into sharing. No.
exactly.
What about home brewing as well? You've been doing some home brewing. I mean, all this is in the book, of course. It's called The Self-Sufficiency Bible. It's available on our website, tre.radio, by Simon Dawson. And you've been doing some brewing as well.
Yes, I have. I made wine that is getting better. some of it make your eyeballs itch. With wine, the thing that's really changed is yeast. Yeast technology has changed immensely, and it's taken homemade wine from that slightly dodgy stuff we used to kind of, or you might remember from donkey's years ago, grandparents or whatever, to today, where it's really quite drinkable. It's like a house white and a house red, and make it really good. And you can knock out, you know, 20 litres in a week.
Brilliant.
Which is great. We're in lockdown.
Is it cheaper as well? I mean, it must be cheaper than buying bottles from the supermarket.
It works out all over here. I'm not sure about over there, because I know you kind of, it's quite cheap. Over here, it's massive. You can knock it out for about £1 a bottle.
Wow.
Which is great. And then you kind of progress from the pack to the packs, and you start venturing onto doing your own, and you go to hedgerows and start looking at all sorts of things. And it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, pea pod wine and tea bag wine, and people do potato wine. People do all sorts. And it's really drinkable, and it's really good fun.
Now, and I don't really need this, but apparently you made your own shampoo as well.
Well, I don't need it.
No, you don't. But I wasn't going to say that.
Apparently, it's quite good. you can make your own shampoo, make your own soap, loofahs. That was a revelation. Make your own loofahs, or you grow them.
Tell us how.
I mean, growing a loofah, it's like a cucumber. They grow like cucumbers. You can actually eat them in the early days. In the latter stages, they kind of go spongy. And you harvest them and you dry, you cut them and you dry them. And if you're making your own soap, you can make your own soap to fit inside the loofah, and then you've got kind of a soapy sponge.
Yes. How do you make the soap then? Because I'm not giving too much away here. The book is available, is available. So how would you make your own soap?
Gets a bit more complicated. You're almost kind of looking at a bit of chemistry. A lot of fun. Very doable, very kind of easy, but there are a few stages to it, and it does get a bit more kind of
get the
involved.
Book. In other words, get the book, and we
get the book, yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, Simon, it's been great chatting with you again. It really has, and I really think it's just really where people are at right now. Let me give you some ideas here: sourdough, custard creams, fresh pasta, fruit, all edible berries. This is for brewing. Flowers and root veg for brewing as well. You can make your own beer. And, you know, shampoos, household cleaners, hygiene and beauty products. There's just loads there. So, Simon, it's awesome. And that's just really scratching the surface there. So, Simon, well done with all that. Yeah, brilliant. And
thank you.
Hopefully you won't be under too much lockdown for much longer, and but do get back in touch with Simon at some point. We'll maybe catch up with you maybe in a few months' time, see how you're getting on.
Love to. Thank you so much. Been an absolute pleasure. It's been too long since we've spoken.
Exactly.
I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Exactly. Cheers, Simon. Thank you, my friend. By the way, if anybody wants to find you online, how can they do so? Because the book's available on our website, tre.radio. It's all the usual places online. It's called the Self-Sufficiency Bible. If anybody wants to find you, Simon, how can they get in touch?
Find me on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm at SimonDawson1.
Brilliant. Thank you, Simon. Take care. Stay safe.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye, Simon.